You are listening to the official Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 26. So we skipped last week's episode because we normally record these on Sunday and put them up on Monday, and we left America on Monday, so both Sunday and Monday were just kind of... We were too emotionally overwhelmed to do this.
Yeah, a little too hectic to throw down a
podcast.
Anyway, so I guess, yeah, this podcast is going to cover 2 weeks worth of time.
1 week in America, kisses, and 1 week back here in Cape Town.
And that also includes 3 days of travel. No, I guess 2 days of travel.
2 days of travel. We were okay this time. Yeah. So our last week in America, it was just, I mean, it was such a great trip. It was so much fun. We did some really cool stuff. We went as the whole family went on a train to Springfield, Illinois, and we went to the Lincoln Museum.
Mm-hmm. That's President Lincoln.
Yes. And the Lincoln home. And we just kind of had a nice day in Springfield, quaint little town. And that prepared us.
Well, we went to, the museum too. Like, we went to his home. We went to literally Lincoln's home. In Springfield, and then also the museum.
I said we went to the museum.
Oh, see, I'm like ADD. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we learned a lot about Lincoln.
That was really awesome.
It's a great museum.
I thought it was going to be super lame and dumb, like museums are. But
yeah, Colin was like, let me get this straight. We're taking a train for 2 hours to go to a museum.
I was like, this is the stupidest thing. But... It was awesome.
But it was awesome. It's a great museum. You should definitely check it out if you get the chance. It's just really well put together, and it's a nice experience. Like, they sort of, you know, they send you through the museum in a particular order that, like, really...
Yeah. Through Lincoln's life, and then they also, like, cover a lot of, slavery and Civil War issues and stuff, and it was great. It was really cool. And then also, tell them about the Mary's social rival room.
Oh my god, my favorite place in the Lincoln Museum is so they have this fake like facade of the White House, and when you walk in, they have a wax figure of Mary Todd Lincoln in this beautiful gown. And then surrounded by her, like sort of in a semicircle, are these gowns on like mannequins, like headless mannequins. That represent her social rivals. And then there'll be a little plaque explaining this social rival was courted by Stephen Douglas at the same time as Mary Todd and that sort of thing. So, did you know that Stephen Douglas of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, he wanted Mary's pee before Lincoln did? That is one part of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter that is accurate.
That's true. However, Mary Todd was ugly. Just like Lincoln was ugly. So I don't know why. I guess you had fewer options back in 18 whatever. Right, June?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Or, I don't know, ugly people today. Like, don't they say that you fall in love with, you match with people who are the same level of attractiveness?
Yeah, we've got to be ballparkness.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how attractive Douglas was.
It's not like ugly people never fall in love and reproduce, or we would be running out of uglies.
Jizzy. That's true.
Thank God for us, right?
Team. Okay.
So, anyway.
Yeah, so the museum was awesome. We also went to his house, and we had an awesome tour guide.
Our tour guide was awesome.
It was awesome. He looked exactly like Robin's sister.
In Colin's crazy brain, where all blue-eyed white people look alike, including Colin, I guess. Wait.
I don't have blue eyes. Yeah, okay, so.
Okay. Secret of the Hitch-Dyed marriage.
No, question. Do you know the color of your spouse's eyes? Do you? That's just ask yourself and just think about it. I know Robin's eye color, and Robin doesn't know my eye color. We've been together for 4 or 5 years? 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. But your eyes are different colors depending on what you're wearing and stuff.
But I always say gray.
Yeah, but they're usually more blue or more green than gray.
Well, tune. Anyway, Robin, on multiple occasions, has been like, Colin has blue eyes. I'm like, I do not have blue eyes. I'm not a blue-eyed jabron.
I feel like it's a trick question, and I think it's unfair to compare it to me having brown eyes, because brown eyes are just brown eyes. Nothing changes.
Okay. I just am a better kissable when it comes to your eyeballs. Right, Tune?
Or that. Anyway, this prepared us to go see the movie Lincoln, which was great. I wrote about it on BitchFlix. You should check that out. What else do we do with your family?
We went to see guitar.
Yeah, so Colin's Uncle Mark plays guitar, and, you know, he plays gigs at local bars and restaurants, and he had a gig at this, like, fake biker bar.
It was just like a, yeah, I don't know, how do you describe it? It's like kind of like a, not, I wouldn't say fancy bar.
It was,
but like, it was a bar where, like, fancy, pretend fancy people would go to.
Yeah, okay, so it was like, maybe it would be like
TGIF, yeah, Bangs, Hooters.
Yeah, it definitely had a Hooters element. That kid who wears the really nice shirts all the time. The really,
really
pretentious
nice
kid.
Yeah, that pretentious
kid. It had, like, these, like, appeals to fanciness, but, like, it was biker-themed, and all the waitresses were wearing basically lingerie and were covered in tattoos. And
they were all pretty hot.
And behind Mark, while he was playing guitar, playing his gentle, you know, 60s and 70s rock, there was this projection of other events going on at this bar, and they do bikini contests. So there were all these hot chicks
walking like bending down, bending over
it was
behind him.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
anyway,
awesome.
So that was fun. And we hung out with Matt and Carrie and our friend Jason. And Carrie beat me in a push-up contest because I can't do push-ups. Mm-hmm. And we drank a lot, and fun happened.
Yeah. So it was nice because we were able to see Carrie and Matt's new house.
Which is gorgeous.
Yeah, so they got it just like a few months ago. And so we actually stayed there probably two nights that we were there.
Yeah.
At different times, which was awesome. We got to hang out with their dog, Wenvel, which is a very sweet little pit bull.
He's actually named Envy, but as Colin drinks more and more, he wants to call the dog Wendell, like his kitty, who has dark hair.
Our kitty, please.
Yes, Vicky's kitty.
Our kitty, please.
And he, you know, so we'll start with, I guess the first time we're calling him Wendell.
Wendell Envy. Envy and, Wendell.
And then you started calling him Envil, and then Envil became Wenvel.
Wenvel, yeah.
So anyway, so it was so great. We had such a good time. But then it was time to come home. And here we are.
Yeah, and so, yeah, long plane ride, but jet lag, it was way better than it was before.
Yeah, two things about that. The first is we lucked out on our flight from London to Cape Town, and we had the whole four-seater section to ourselves, mm-hmm. So we were able to stretch out a lot more and sleep much more comfortably.
/ make a love cocoon.
Yes, and second thing is we had a long layover in Heathrow, and I was determined to drink as much water as possible while we were here because I had heard that a big part of jet lag is dehydration. So I probably drank like 3 liters of water.
Yeah. And also eating like real salty stuff helped too. I think.
And then when we got here, we were like, we're going to stay up all day. Now, this plan was somewhat foiled by about an hour after we got home, our internet died. So having to force yourself to stay up when you really want to go to sleep and you don't have the internet to distract you is surprisingly difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really difficult. And yeah, because, I mean, even TV isn't very good here, and, like, you're kind of exhausted.
And
you
we
don't
just
really
kept finding
and,
that,
like,
our eyes were closing. Like, it was terrible. But Colin made it until, like, 8.
I think he made it until 8.
I mean, you kept falling asleep from, like, 6:30 on. I had to, like, keep yelling your name.
Yeah.
But Colin made it to 8, and I made it past 11 o'clock, so I was really proud of myself. So, I mean, we've been a little jet lagged. Like, I've noticed I've been waking up in the middle of the night and being confused about what continent I'm in, but generally okay. Much, much better than last time.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So this week, on
Friday, I went back to work, but it was like kind of like it was a full day, but I didn't really do much because, my old boss, the woman that I got my PhD from, she was visiting Cape Town on Friday, and so I got to meet her, and we had a meeting with some other people to talk about some grant stuff. But it was really great seeing her, and then just being able to like talk to her, you know, face to face for like I don't know 20 or 30 minutes. in between, like, all these meetings and stuff that she had. And so that was wonderful. But then to top that off, on Friday we went to, my boss had some people over to his place because my old boss, Joanne, was in town. And so we got to hang out with her, and Robin actually got to meet Robert, my boss, and stuff. And
yeah, I hadn't met Colin's boss before, so I was really nervous, actually. I think, like, going to these dinners and, like, being the only non-scientist there is, like, kind of nerve-wracking to begin with. And then it's, like, it puts me in this really awkward, like, I'm the wife position, which I feel so uncomfortable with. So, yeah, it's hard. But, I mean, obviously, I had a great time. After, you know, after a few glasses of wine, everything was super fun. So.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, yeah, so it was, but it was nice hanging out with some people from work, too.
Yeah, I really like Colin's colleagues. Yeah. So.
And so then the next day, we actually tried to, we really wanted to go out, but because our internet was out,
we had to wait around for the guy to come.
We had to wait around basically all day. Like, it was like 12 hours of just waiting around for them to fix it. They came and they said we were going to fix it. And long story short, they eventually did, the following day on Sunday. But we basically had to, like, we wasted, like, the whole day.
And by wasted, he means we watched about 10 episodes of Alias.
Okay, actually, yeah, yeah. I want to retract wasted.
Okay.
We watched it. Yeah, we watched Alias, which is probably what I would have wanted to do anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, so then we went to this, you know, same Miss Mexican restaurant that we normally go to, which is great. And just, like, hung out and celebrated Hanukkah. So
yeah, happy Hanukkah
to all of our
chosen
Jewish
people,
all our Jewish listeners. Yeah, and so then Sunday, it says today, so it was a pretty good day. We slept late, got the internet back, which was awesome.
Yes, we were basked in the glow of the internet, and then we drove out to Franschhoek, which is a wine town about an hour away, a little less than an hour away.
Yeah.
And we went to the Alley Blue Winery. We had had a bottle of wine of theirs at a restaurant, and it was like the best bottle of wine we've had yet in Cape Town. So that when I saw that their winery was on the map, I was like, let's go there. And the tasting, it was kind of difficult because we should have maybe had lunch first. I don't know. Like, both their palates got overwhelmed really quickly.
Well, yeah, they didn't have any biscuits or, like, crackers or anything.
We had to ask for water, and even when the water, like, it was too difficult.
The tasting wasn't that great itself. Like, the atmosphere was great, but, like,
it's gorgeous. It really, we got some pictures. Like, it's a really nice place. We ate outside. There's, like, you can do the tasting on couches outside, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. Cool. It's just they didn't really explain much. I like when they, like, pour it and then they talk about it and then they have you take a sip. And then
I like both kinds. I mean, I like it when you can, like when you can do it on your own and, like, be as pretentious as you want to be and you don't.
Like what we were doing.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. We were being really pretentious. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun for me. And then to, like, say my things and then compare it against their tasting notes. Yeah, like, that's, I like that game.
Yeah.
But I do true, like both true. Kinds. I feel that's like you true, learn yeah. more with the other way. So
yeah.
I think we should do both kinds. But anyway, then we bought a bunch of wine because we decided that we should start keeping more wine in the house.
Just, like some, like, good bottles. Because you can always get, like, you can always get a good bottle of wine that's fairly cheap at the grocery store.
Right.
And when I say fairly cheap, I mean, like, you know, $4 or $5, you know, you can get a good bottle of wine. But I think it'd be nice to have, like, you know, a few, like, really good glasses of bottles of wine for, you know, various occasions or whatever. Not even occasions, just being like, okay, let's have a nice dinner and have some wine when we get home or, you know,
or whatever. One thing that made me think of it is that, like, when we went to Robert's, I had a deadline that, and it was so difficult for me because our internet was out. I was doing my internet work over 3G, and it was slow and awful. And so, like, I finally finished my piece, and I have to then run to the wine store to go buy a nice bottle of wine to give to our host. It would be much nicer to just be like, oh, let's grab one of the wines that we got at Winery X.
Yeah, that's a decent winery, I assume. You know, who knows? It's so funny. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we like the wine, so that's all that really matters. Like,
that is all that
you
matters.
Go, you taste the wine, and there are certain things that you like in the wine, and that's all that matters.
And then we had lunch at Alley Blue, and
oh, it was awesome.
It was really good lunch.
Yeah.
I had duck, and I haven't had duck in a long time. It was so good. So the delicious, crispy fat part.
South Africans know meat.
Yes, they really do. And then Colin had a burger, which looked delicious.
It was nice, yeah. And they put some ham on it that they called bacon, and they put and they had an egg on it, like a fried egg. And like, it's been so long since I put an egg
on a burger.
On a burger, and that combo mambo is as good as combos.
You know who loves egg on burger? Mike Rubino.
All right, well, Mike Rubino. Burgers with egg are that's the ticket.
And then as we were signing the bill to leave, two peacocks appeared. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy. They were like, you know, just hanging out because that's what they do.
Just being beautiful, beautiful creatures.
That's what happens in Africa. You got wild peacocks here, and in St. Louis, we had wild turkeys and deer. Yeah,
hey.
Peacocks here. Hey, the turkeys they're fine.
Turkeys are a respectable animal.
But they're not as pretty as a peacock. So that was really good, and it was fun. It was also nice to, like, you know, get out and drive for a few, like, to do, like, an hour drive, like, outside of Cape Town and stuff. And, you know, just to, you know, get out and just see the scenery and stuff, because the drives are generally beautiful.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, so, pretty good day. Pretty good day for Kilns.
Yeah, so we're back in town, back in the Cape Town groove. So, hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope to see you guys on the internet, because I totally miss my internet friends and my friends in Pittsburgh who I mainly talk to on the internet, because I have been so deprived. So, get on GChat, get on Twitter, talk to me. All right, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Because you gotta spread your wings. What did Mark Wahlberg's character in The Other Guys keep saying about? It's like, I'm a peacock, you gotta let me fly. I don't know. I'm sorry. Or let me. I don't know. Sorry.
We'd all be heroes if we stopped using petroleum.
That's true, please.